Even though I want change,
and I believe in change,
sometimes
the biggest changes
break my heart.
Even when my mind
knows it's right.
Even when my mind
is ready to let go.
It is so hard to let go
of people.
Of perceptions,
of situations,
of a sense of comfort,
whether I access it or not.
And it's hard to let go,
even of the unknown.
And when I think all is resolved,
when there's a really big change,
I'm not sure that it is.
All the ways I've been taught
in the human experience
to need something from someone else,
to blame someone
for pain.
We're all taught it.
And as I face
people I love
transitioning
out of the earth experience,
their sphere.
That I didn't get
everything I was supposed to get,
and that I didn't give
everything I was supposed to give,
and I'm not even sure
what I'm going to miss,
but I'm afraid of missing it.
All the ways,
grief is more familiar
than peace.
Anger and judgment
are more familiar
than peace.
Pain and chaos
is much more practiced,
much more known
than peace.
I want to love and accept myself
as I practice peace
anyway.
And even though
peace is not common,
and other people
expect me to suffer,
they expect me
to resonate with fear
and not peace.
I want to give myself permission
to honor
who I am today.
And even though others expect from me
what they are familiar with,
and even though I expect from me
that which I'm familiar with,
I want to give myself permission
for what I've been reaching for,
for what I've been learning about,
for what I've been creating,
even if it hasn't been consistent,
even if I'm not a master.
I want to give myself permission
to be the best experience of me,
even if others don't get it.
I want to honor my relationships
with the truth of them,
even if others
have not had the experience yet
that I have.
And it's tricky business.
Scary things happen.
Sad things happen.
Disappointing things happen.
And people expect me
to act a certain way.
And I'm not always
prepared
to go back into the pain
of the past
and react from that.
But it's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
And I don't want to resonate
with the level of grief
that others are experiencing
when it's not my truth today.
And I don't want to resonate
with the level of fear
that other people are feeling
when it's not my truth today.
And I don't want to resonate
with harsh judgment,
even though it's expected,
when it's not my truth today.
I want to give myself permission
To embrace peace
with myself.
Even if no one else gets it.
I
want to practice peace.
Even though I'm not
finished
yet.
I haven't mastered it all yet.
I
want to practice peace with accomplishment.
I
want to practice peace with loss.
I want to
practice peace
with ease.
I want to practice peace with desire.
I
want to
practice peace
with practice.
Practicing.
Expressing myself
as I own
that it's all a practice.
I
want to give myself permission to honor my emotional body
with
all negative emotion
and also practice
peace,
even though
it's unfamiliar
to most people.
I want to trust my
heart
when it has a new level of peace,
and
other people don't get it,
and
other people don't expect it.
Today
I'm giving myself permission
to honor me
above the comfort,
above the filters
of others.
I
want to
trust myself
to do the best that I can do,
and not to return
to the expected
by
other people's standards.
I
want to
trust myself
with doing my best,
even when it's
not
at
a level of mastery.
I want to give myself
permission
to stand in my own
authority,
in
my own
emotional experience,
no matter what it is,
and
feel safe,
even
when I haven't been taught
to stand in my own
authority.
And
other people's fear,
and
other people's grief,
and
other people's
shock,
and other people's expectation.
That
is not my business.
I'm
my business.
I'm
a lot
to handle.
My
emotions,
my
growth,
my
desire,
my
resistance.
It's a
full-time job.
I want to
bless others
and release others
to their
own particular
frequencies,
their own belief
filters,
and
bring myself
into authentic
self-authority,
no matter where I am.
I want to
know
who I really
am.
And
feel safe
at
home
with me.
Okay, big breath.